This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the fan, WFAN.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. You don't gotta go home, but you gotta get the hell up out of here. And now that Aaron Rodgers is officially on his way out of New York, the Jets can hopefully get back to building a real football team the right way. This is EJ Stewart on the Fan. I'll be with you for the next 4 hours. We've got so much to get to on this show, including the biggest Yankee question mark. That is not the third base situation. We'll give out some report guard grades for the New York Knicks and why I see another great sign for this Mets organization moving forward. Number to call in, 888-808-1019. Let's get it. I don't care if it was general manager Darren Mooji. I don't care if it was head coach Aaron Glenn. I don't care if it was the knucklehead owner Woody Johnson making the call. The fact that the Jets assessed their hapless situation and decided to move on from Aaron Rodgers, getting rid of that mess, it's a beautiful thing.
Have a good life.
It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. Hit that again.
Have a good life.
Have a good life, Aaron Rodgers. Nothing personal, but we're better off without you as a city. We're better off without you as a football team. We're just all better off that you're gone. It's the kind of thing that gives me hope that someday this organization will finally get out of their own way and finally turn this thing around. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. The signing of Aaron Rodgers will go down as the biggest flop in Jets history. Worse than Brett Favre signing coming here. Worse than any of the terrible draft picks the Jets have made. Worse than the hiring of Bill Belichick and him leaving for the Patriots embarrassingly. Or any other failed coach that the Jets hired. And I say that because of the expectations not just the fans brought in with Aaron Rodgers' arrival, but Aaron Rodgers himself heaped onto the organization. And I bought into the hype. Hook, line, and sinker. I'm not putting myself out of this. I'm not taking myself away from it. This is a guy who came here, talked about how the Lombardi Trophy at One Jets Drive was looking lonely, talked about how he had the answers to how to build a winning organization, that the Green Bay Packers were the ones that were in the wrong, and that they were the people that didn't have a clue, and it was them that were keeping them from winning Super Bowls, not him. And that at 40 years old, that he had plenty in the tank to go out there and still be a Super Bowl caliber quarterback. But what we quickly learned was that studying from the book of Rodgers meant signing on to things that gave no good football team any real chance at winning a championship. It meant hiring his overmatched friend as offensive coordinator in Nathaniel Hackett. It meant bringing in his friends at wide receiver who were either overhill or overrated when it came to the likes of a Randall Cobb or an Alan Lazard. It meant keeping on his pet project and little buddy Zach Wilson as backup quarterback, even though he was not fit to be QB number two on any NFL team, let alone New York Jets. He already failed here. It meant weekly appearances with Pat McAfee, where he continued to embarrass the organization with time dedicated to conspiracies, not football. It meant vacations in Egypt during minicamp practices. I mean, I can go on and on and on about the missteps of Aaron Rodgers as a New York Jet.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Get him out. He's done. He's done, and I could not be any happier. And I sit here having just spent the prior week, I spent a week in New Orleans. Shout out to the Maggie and Perloff Show on Infinity Sports Network. That's where I'm the executive producer. We were on Radio Row last week. So I spent an entire week studying, covering, observing real organizations, real primetime organizations. Funny thing, we actually ended up staying in the Eagles hotel last week. So I got a really up close and personal kind of view of the Eagles operation. But I'm in New Orleans last week watching the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs operate what was the biggest week of their lives for most of them. Super Bowl week. Two of the most serious and successful organizations in football. And watching that last week, it just really highlighted just how unserious you have to be as any organization, let alone New York Jets, to sign up for this Aaron Rodgers experience again. These are the things I just talked about. I talked about Pat McAfee, trips to Egypt, signing over-the-hill wide receivers. Does that sound like stuff that the Philadelphia Eagles are doing? Do you see the Kansas City Chiefs signing inept offensive coordinators to be their play callers? These are not real football things. These are not real things football teams do. None of those things that I mentioned that consisted with the Aaron Rodgers cocktail has anything to do with putting the best football product on the field. At the end of the day, at this stage of his career, Aaron Rodgers is a football grifter. And we all fell for it. Came in, big expectations, said what he was going to do. Knowing that he couldn't live up to any of that. And I know what you'll tell him. You'll say, but EJ, what about his numbers? They're better than most Jet quarterbacks we've had in history. Or what about how he improved as the season went on? Look how he ended the season. Look at the last game against the Dolphins. Look at the four of the last five games we take out the Buffalo Bills disaster. Sorry, I am not falling for it. I'm not falling for the banana in the tailpipe again. I'm not going to fall for him putting up empty numbers on a losing team or padding his stats at the end of a season that was already lost against teams that were more focused on off-season trips to Cancun than how to stop the Jets' offense. Aaron Rodgers, for a majority of last season, showed he was unfit as a leader. He was blaming Mike Williams for losses. He was blaming coaches for the players not being able to adhere to his cadences. He was a joke. The team was a joke. He was a joke. And for much of that season, we saw him unable to put together full games. How many Jet losses came with him with the ball in his hands late and being unable to get points to either send the game into overtime or win the game? Which was one of my biggest issues. Was I feel like for the majority of my life, I've sat here as a Jet fan and watched football and said to myself, man, if only we had a Hall of Fame quarterback, these close games we keep losing, maybe we win some of these games. Then I watched the Jets get a Hall of Fame quarterback and watched them still lose those same games that they were losing with Zach Wilson, losing with Ryan Fitzpatrick, losing with Josh McCown, losing with every damn Jets quarterback I've watched my entire life. The guy's washed. And now that he's on his way out, the Jets have a chance, finally. Because I can unequivocally say that they had no chance with Aaron Rodgers coming back. That just was not an option. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Now, you may say, all right, EJ, you don't want Aaron Rodgers here, but what do you do at quarterback? What is your plan? My first answer would be, number one, I really don't think it matters, quite frankly, because sometimes it's about diagnosing the problem first. You have no chance to actually move forward with fixing the problem if you don't even know what the problem is. And I think for a majority of this offseason, we've had this conversation about should they keep Aaron Rodgers, should they not keep Aaron Rodgers. Quite frankly, it was a little concerning to me because I'm like, I don't know if people understand the problem. Aaron Rodgers is the problem. It's not Woody Johnson. It's not the coaching. It's not any of it. It's Aaron Rodgers is the issue. Because the Jets have been the Jets for their entirety. That's never changed. What was supposed to change was when this guy came, he was supposed to make everybody else better. So my answer number one would be, we have to get rid of the problem first before we can do anything else. But if you ask me, how do they then fix the quarterback issue? I think there are a couple of options. But I'll give you my favorite option. It's a little radical. It's a little extreme. And there's a chance that maybe people won't like it. But I think that the Jets sitting at the draft number 7.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not closing the door on getting one of these top 2 quarterbacks. Because when you hear how the Tennessee Titans have talked about their top pick and how it doesn't feel like it's a foregone conclusion that they want a quarterback, when you consider the Cleveland Browns situation that is honestly not too dissimilar from the Jets, kind of a quarterback desert. Now you have a star that's requested a trade in Myles Garrett. You have perhaps a quarterback in this draft that may not want to go there in Shador Sanders. It just feels like there could be still drama to be had with the quarterback situation. It's part of the reason why I think the Giants may end up looking out here as well, because they may also find a way to get their guy, considering how these top 2 teams are operating. If I'm the New York Jets, I take that number 7 pick. And I call Cleveland. And I call Tennessee. And I say, I have all-pro corner Sauce Gardner. And I have all-pro defensive lineman Quinnen Williams. Who do you want plus 7? And maybe even another draft pick, maybe a second next year. and say, what are we talking about? What are we doing here? Can we move up to two? Can we move up to one? I think if you're the Jets, this is the opportunity to be extremely, extremely aggressive. That's another reason why I'm excited about this. Because I think this allows the Jets to think outside the box. We keep focusing on, oh, now the Jets are now backed into a corner at quarterback. What we shouldn't be thinking of it that way. We should be thinking of it as now the Jets have all their options on the head table. If we bring back Aaron Rodgers, there is no other discussion about what to do. The question, the question is answered. It's Aaron Rodgers. So you have to go into next year, the guy who's now 2 years removed from the Achilles injury, who's 42 years old. That's your reality. There's no wiggle room once you sign up for that. I don't know who the hell would want to sign up for Aaron Rodgers at 42 years old with his issues and say, this is a way that we can get back to winning football.
Sayonara.
Get him out of here. Sayonara, Aaron Rodgers. So that, to me, is one of the more unappealing situations. Here, where he's gone, that is way more appealing. I don't know what the Jets' answer will be, but I think it gives you all the opportunities to try anything. Do you try to get another veteran quarterback? Does Kirk Cousins become an option? Does Matthew Stafford become an option? There's so many other guys, and there's going to be a big quarterback carousel that's going to happen that involve guys that have won a lot of games, like Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. One of those guys is going to become loose here in Pittsburgh. There are other pieces out there that I think make more sense for the Jets moving forward than bringing back, again, a 42-year-old guy who broke down for most of the season, who struggled, and is showing that he really doesn't care about football. And I know he doesn't care about football because according to the reporting, when the Jets sat him down and say, hey, here's the thing you got to do if you want to be on this football team. Pat McAfee, no more. No more media appearances with Pat McAfee. No more hour-long interviews about how to shave a bear or how to do other nonsense you were talking about on that show. It's a distraction. It's not helping anything. Let's get back to football. Number two, come to practice. No more trips to Egypt. No more vacations. You're a football player. And what do you tell the Jets? Nah, I'm good. The Jets gave them an option. Do you want to be the Jets quarterback? Or do you want to be a co-host with Pat McAfee once a week? He chose Pat McAfee. Do you want to be a Jets quarterback? Or do you want to be on vacations in the offseason? He chose vacations. Let him go. Get him out. So that answer is just not a reality. It's not anything that's fixable. So now that the Jets are off of that train, thank goodness, I have hope. I have hope because I think there are options available for them that can include trading up, that can include bringing another veteran quarterback. And to me, if you're in a situation where the Jets have another losing season, guess what? I've suffered through 13 of these in a row. So if another losing season means I get another top pick at quarterback, then I'm willing to do that than deal with the Aaron Rodgers thing again. Because what I also saw from having Aaron Rodgers here is keeping him around means you can't actually really tank. Because every now and then he's going to turn the clock back and throw for 300 yards against some team, and he's going to win games that you don't want to win if you're trying to get a number two pick. So to me, the Jets dead on this decision. Could not be happier. 888-808-1019. What do you think? Do you think the Jets made the right decision moving on from Aaron Rodgers? And what do you want to see them do now that they've moved on? For me, I think my number one thing is I would be aggressive in trading up. And I think that it's dicey because I think there are people who don't feel like either Shador Sanders or Cam Ward are generational prospects. I think there are people who look at what happened with Bryce Young and get a little worried because the Panthers traded up for Bryce Young, and that turned out to be a disastrous decision, even though he started to play a little better. I still don't think he really justified that trade at this point in his career. But to me, again, if you're the Jets, this is the time to be aggressive because you don't really have much to lose. You lost 13 seasons in a row. You haven't made the playoffs since I was in college. That was 13 years ago. Like, this is the time to make aggressive decisions, make aggressive moves. I think there's a good reason to believe that with Aaron Rodgers being on the outs, that now the Jets can actually really build a real football team. I think one of the problems I've had with the Jets, and I'll talk about it with the Giants as well a little bit later today, is I'm just tired of the shortcuts. I'm tired of the get rich quick schemes. That's what I dealt with the New York Knicks for about 10 years, 15 years. It was the same thing. It was never really trying to build a football team the right way. It was always just, how do we get rich quick? How do we get this guy here quick? And then we can quickly turn this thing around. Building a real team takes time. And when the Knicks finally tried to build a real team the right way, guess what? Then they finally started winning. Now you got to make the right decisions. Like the Jets have made wrong decisions. Like they did try to draft two quarterbacks, Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson. That bombed. But there were other issues that made those situations untenable. You can't draft, you know, a Sam Darnold and then a year later put him with Adam Gase. I mean, you can't not that Sam Darnold's a mistake, because maybe he's pretty good. We saw him play well in Minnesota, but you can't make a questionable decision and then compound it with a worse decision. You know, you can't draft Zach Wilson and then have zero infrastructure to help him. No receivers, no offensive line. You can't do that. That's not a possibility. But we have a new regime here. I think there's new optimism, there's new hope. And I am glad that Aaron Rodgers is gone. 888-808-1019. I want to hear from you again. What do you want the Jets to do? What do you want them to do? A quarterback? Do you agree with the decision to move off from Aaron Rodgers like I do? I want to hear from you. 888-808-1019. As always, anytime I host a show, the rules remain the same. There's only two commandments. EJ will always keep it 100 with you. I will never come up here and lie to you. I will never come up here and just say whatever. I'm giving you my realist every time I step to this mic. So number one, EJ will keep it 100. Maybe even more important, number two, EJ is ducking no smoke. So if you don't like what you hear here, you think that Aaron Rodgers should be back, or you think that trading up in this draft would be a disastrous decision for the Jets, I also want to hear from you. Call in 888-808-1019. And there's multiple ways to get to me. Let's say you can't get to the phone line. Maybe you say, oh, you know, it's a little early in the morning. I don't wake up the girl. I don't wake up my guy. I don't wake up my dog. I don't wake up my cat. Whatever the situation is, it's all good. I get it. I'm not exactly the guy making phone calls at 4:20 a.m. If I am, then that's probably a very bad thing. It means I'm coming into work and something bad has happened. So I get it. Maybe you won't make a phone call. Maybe you're listening in bed or whatever. You got your headphones on. It's all good. You still hit me up. I'm on social media. Hit me up on X, EJ_Stewart. Hit me up on Instagram, ActionEJ. I'm on TikTok as well. I really don't read messages on there, but follow me on TikTok, ActionEJ. That's where you find me. X, EJ_Stewart. Instagram, ActionEJ. We got so much to do on this show. And as I mentioned, this Jets situation leads me to give a stern warning to the Giants as well. I'll talk about that after the break. It's EJ Stewart on the Fan. Let's get it.